Welcome to the Solarpreneur Podcast, where we teach you to take your solar business to the next level. My name is Taylor Armstrong. I went from $50 in my bank account and struggling for groceries to closing 150 deals in a year and cracking the code on why sales reps fail. I teach you how to avoid the mistakes I made and bring in the top solar dogs of the industry to let you in on the secrets of generating more leads, following up like a pro, and closing more deals. What is a solarpreneur, you might ask? A solarpreneur is a new breed of solar pro that is willing to do whatever it takes to achieve mastery, and you are about to become one. What's going on, solarpreneurs? Taylor Armstrong here. Today, I have got a special announcement I wanted to share with everybody. But before that, as usual, welcome to the podcast. We are here to help you close more deals, generate more leads and referrals, and have a much better time in the solar industry. Thank you in advance for sharing the podcast. We're coming at you every Tuesday and Friday, trying to be as consistent as possible and appreciate anyone that has shared or left a review. And wanted to make an ask, if you have not had the chance to go on to Apple or Spotify, leave us a little rating, that would be appreciated. And as always, sharing the podcast, that's how we get the content in front of more solarpreneurs and more solar professionals like yourself. So appreciate that. And we're going to jump straight into the announcement I have. And because I'm actually recording this, it's the night before a door-to-door con. It is currently at 11:30 p.m. at night. And so I procrastinated this, but most important thing is I'm showing up, and I want you to take from that too. Sometimes we procrastinate. Sometimes it's easy to give up, but if I've learned anything doing solar and really just anything in life, if you show up, the results are going to come. So I did not want to do a podcast, if I'm being honest, tonight. I wanted to just go to bed, crash, going to be up early, going to door-to-door con in the morning. But I thought, hey, I got to bring the content, got to stay consistent. And plus, I have a cool announcement that I want to share with everybody. So let's jump into it. Hopefully I kept you on your toes long enough. And so the announcement is this: I'm actually in the process of buying a house. And it's pretty nerve-wracking. A lot of thoughts going through my head. I never thought I would be buying a home in California, San Diego, of all places. But we're going through the process. We're in escrow right now. We're supposed to close on this house in the next about 15 days at the time of this recording. So maybe we'll already be in it when you are listening to the podcast. But hoping everything should go through at this point, knock on wood. But yeah, just a lot of thoughts going on with it, and just wanted to share a little bit of my experience with that. This is actually my second home. We do have an investment property in St. George, Utah that we're using as an Airbnb, but this is the first time I have bought a house for myself. And especially in California, those of you that have been in California, you've seen the home prices, they're insane. So in my head, I was like, I'm always just going to rent or get out of California eventually. It's just, I don't know, homes are ridiculous out here, not big properties, and all the things we tell ourselves. But what changed for me was I actually was on Brody Fawcett's. He had a real estate summit that he did, and he brought on a bunch of different people to talk about real estate, just investing and Airbnbs and finances, everything about it. And as I was listening to this, he had a few people come on and talk about house hacking, which if you're not familiar with that, that's where you buy a home and you either rent out rooms in it. I know a lot of guys do that, like near college campuses, single dudes, they'll buy a house and then they'll live in it and then rent it out to like six roommates, covers the mortgage for it, and they live in for free basically. And in Brody's summit that he did, he had people on. Adam Webb was another guy that talked about this, but just how he was able to get a house without really needing to pay much monthly because he was having other people pay his rent or pay his mortgage. And so I started thinking about this. I'm like, I wonder if this could be done in our situation. Homes out here are super expensive in California, but can it be done? So we started doing some digging. We started looking into things a little bit more. And the biggest, I guess, takeaway that I got from this is really you just have to look, because you'll never know if you don't start looking. And so we got our real estate guy. We got some lenders we started talking to. And we're like, hey, is it possible? Could we get a place where we could rent out part of it and have it cover a lot of the mortgage? Because we don't want to be paying a ridiculous mortgage. And we didn't hear back. They were looking for a while. And then about four months ago, we found this property, had this awesome deck, had a hot tub on it. And then most importantly, it had like a little ADU, a little additional dwelling unit that we could rent out. And we're like, wow, this looks awesome. So we put in an offer. We hear back like, I don't know, a couple weeks later. And they're like, hey, you guys didn't get this. They took a cash offer. So like, okay, back to the drawing board. And then we're just like, okay, maybe it's not meant to be. We're getting other options sent to us, but nothing really looked that great. And then finally, like a couple weeks after that, we get an email and then it says, hey, that house that we had found originally, the cash offer that they put in fell through and it's back on the market. So if you guys want it, it's yours. So we're like, oh, heck yeah, let's do it. And so we put in the offer, got it accepted this time when we're in escrow right now. So, and as you can imagine, I'm no, like, this is our first home. Okay. So I'm just sharing my experience on how things went. But the key takeaways that if any of you that are listening to this podcast today, if you have thought about buying a house or if you're thinking more about getting into real estate, then what I want you to take away more than anything is just start looking. Find yourself a real estate agent. And if you join groups like Brody Fawcett, he has his real estate investing school. There's a lot of other groups where you can find like solid realtors, people to help you find options. Then there's a lot of stuff available that you probably weren't thinking of. Because up until this point, everything we were doing, my wife and I, we were just getting on Zillow, looking at places and like, man, there's like hundreds of homes listed. Like, this, a lot of these are older homes. It's too overwhelming. We're never going to get in a house. We got two kids. And so currently we're just in a 2-bedroom apartment here in San Diego. So what really opened this up is just getting a little team, like real estate. You don't have to pay a real estate agent anything. Like, they're doing all this for free, right? And so we're just getting listings sent to us. We just tell them what we wanted, what we were looking for. And then same thing with the lenders. So my suggestion is talk to a real estate agent, talk to some lenders, and they can help you get started in your real estate journey. Hopefully, if you are a solopreneur, you are also interested in investing in real estate, which I think is a great investing opportunity, right? I know the market's high, but it's always impossible to time the market, right? And so if you have ever thought about real estate, get yourself a real estate agent. Talk to some lenders. It's not that hard. If I can do it, anyone can do it. You can talk to a real estate guy. But it was definitely easier than we thought. And then what we're doing with the property we found, we're going to rent out. We're actually adding 2 bedrooms into the ADU. Right now, it's just kind of like a studio apartment. So we're adding 2 bedrooms in it. We're going to Airbnb it. And I will update everyone when that gets rolling. Okay, obviously, we're not in the house yet. When that gets rolling, I'm definitely going to update people on how that's going, hoping that it's going to cover a good chunk of the mortgage and go well. But yeah, we're going to try and Airbnb it. If that doesn't go as well as we're hoping, then we can always fall back and just do a long-term rental with it. But that's how we got a house in California. Okay. And for us, that's what made it worth it, is because we're like, okay, if we can pay like not that much more than we're paying for an apartment and live in a house and be able to have a lot of our mortgage covered by doing this little house hack strategy, then why not, right? And so something that might be worth looking into, and just little announcement that I was excited about that wanted to share it with all of you who I consider my friends and loyal listeners. So thank you again for listening to the podcast. And then that being said, next episode, we're going to have the real estate master himself, Brody Fawcett, is going to come on the show and he's going to share a lot more of this. You're going to hear me ask about some of the stuff we're thinking of doing in the house that we're purchasing. And then he's going to talk about just how, you know, important it is and how you can strategize investing in real estate and different options you have around that. So it was a fire podcast. You're not going to want to miss out. So if you are at all interested in investing in real estate, make sure you tune in to next episode. Thank you for listening to this one, even though maybe I sounded half asleep and I'm recording this almost midnight. Okay, but wanted to still bring something. And as usual, let me know if you have any suggestions or what you think of content like this. And we will see you guys on the next episode. Keep closing deals, keep serving people, keep selling the sun. See you on the next one. Hey solopreneurs, are you sick and tired of spinning your wheels every month and not seeing your sales increase? Well, so was I, and the truth is, I was never able to improve it until I figured out what was going wrong. So that's why I'm excited to announce for a limited time, we are doing a free sales diagnostic. We'll break down your sales process, figure out the holes in your business, and see how we can help you improve. So act now, we have 6 spots for this month, so book a call now, don't miss out. What you're going to do is send an email to taylor@solarpreneurs.com. That's taylor@solarpreneurs.com. I'll send you out a calendar link and we will figure out a time that works best. So shoot that email and let's increase your sales.